Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We are joined by Lombard Street Research's Hong Kong-based economist Freya Beamish, joining us in New York on this day where we're all wondering if the next financial crisis is really brewing in China, is it?
Well, it's pretty funny because right around the time you guys had your subprime crisis, China was, you know, saying, look at these guys with their subprime crisis. And at the same time, they were building up their own kind of repackaging system in the shadow banking system in China. This that we've got right now, it's not just about a short-term dash for cash. This is not just about a kind of a dragon boating festival and people want to get some cash ahead of their holiday. We're talking about some pretty structural things here. So we're looking, there's kind of, China has slower growth. We're moving to a slower trend growth rate. That means the organic kind of deposit growth rate is not there for them anymore. But they've also got seepage from the conventional banking system into the kind of shadows and out of the country. We're talking about the renminbi is overvalued. We've got a kind of a corporate profit squeeze. It's natural for them to see.
So this really could be an inflection point. Michael Holland has been investing in China for a number of years and comes on to talk about China pretty often with us at Holland & Company.
Yeah, Freya, I'm interested in your reaction. Some people I speak with over there are saying they believe the new leadership, Mr. Xi et al., that they are serious about reforms and that this is one of the best examples that we've just had with this, and that longer term, this is going to be very, shorter term, we see the carnage. But do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's funny. China is one of the only places where it's a liquidity crunch. It's like,
right?
Yeah, right. So the minutes of the PBOC.
Because it shows reform.
Yeah, so the minutes are telling us that something akin to what you've just said, but it also, there's some real economic reasons for them to want to reform and think about opening the capital account. If you've got an overvalued renminbi, how do you get that down? You open the capital account.
There are two discrete discussions going on. The first one, I think, of Ambrose Evans Pritchard at The Telegraph, people like your Charles Dumas, really concerned about China. Yeah. The Steve Roaches of the world, he of Yale University and Morgan Stanley, have a much more optimistic view about where China is 6 months from now or 6 years from now. Why are there these two camps? Why such a disparity of opinion?
I guess analyzing Chinese data is difficult. In China, you don't have to just say what is going to happen in the future. You have to say what is going to happen now. So we have our own forecasts of GDP, and that looks like Q1 is kind of on trend, what we would call a trend now of like 6 to 7% on a quarterly annualized basis. But that's the top of this year, basically. So we're seeing this profit squeeze now, probably filtering through to the labor market by the end of this year, kind of a second cyclical hard landing. We saw one at the beginning of last year in our data, but this kind of filtering through to the private consumption, which is now no longer there for the economy.
But the central bank did step in overnight. Yeah. So what does that signal to you? How on board are they with helping?
I don't think they want a blow up. And we saw some pretty serious movements there. I don't think they want a blow up. But as I said, there are some serious reasons for them to try and go for the reform in a way that there haven't been before.
You do market economics. I want to bring it over to Michael Holland's world and others that look at mining shares pounded, the question of the commodity cycle being done. Your research on that. Can I buy mining shares today?
So if you're talking about 48% of the economy is investment, and we think that's got to come down to about 35% at a maximum for a kind of a reasonable level for investment to GDP, it's investment that's been driving that. Now you can talk about the kind of commodities that might be more linked in with private consumption, but it's investment that has been driving that. And even if you're going to the kind of private consumption side of things, we're not expecting private consumption to jump forward and lead growth. We're expecting it to kind of lead growth by default because everything else is falling as a share of GDP.
Yeah, in that vein, Tom, I'd be interested in Freya's reaction. Some of the people I speak with as well are talking about the new industrial orientation for them is technology.
A good point.
Not mining, not material.
We have to leave it there. We could do an hour on China. Freema Biyash, great to see you.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.